KN4 Mobile.
KN4 TFW. How are you doing this afternoon, Tom?
In one of those days where I have been very busy all day and got absolutely nothing accomplished.
You have been there, done that, but it wasn't one of those for me today, fortunately.
My buddy of mine's got a wood shop. We've made a bunch of stuff in there before, and done display cabinets for a couple of restaurants and stores, and done contract pieces. And he's got some things that need to be done, so I decided I hadn't seen him in a while. I was gonna pack up and head down here and see what we can, see if we can make some sawdust and maybe a smile or two.
And with that, it's usually always pretty enjoyable when you're making stuff with wood, and you can see the end product, and you know you get a sense of accomplishment.
To that. Especially when you're not doing a large piece. We did some custom cabinets that turned out really, really great. Did a whole kitchen remodel, and it took forever. It seemed like the owner kept changing their mind, and we had to keep stepping back and redoing stuff. I'm getting ready to have to do that for my house, and I'm not looking forward to it, but I don't want to do that for anybody else ever again. other than we did a big table. It was 12 feet long and 8 feet wide for the fire department for the city of Greer. And that thing was a nightmare. The planing and the joinery, and it was something that big, and then trying to finish it, that was a nightmare. But it held up for a good 15 years being used in the fire department.
Big table. What do they use it for? Meetings, or was it just like a big dinner table?
It was pretty much do everything table. Sorry, and trying to keep that thing flat. Something that big, it was a nightmare. But the end product was super nice. I was impressed with the way it turned out. So hopefully this is small stuff and nothing major going on. But sometimes I like a challenge.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to keep your mind occupied as we get older, or we might start to lose it, right?
Go. matter of fact, I think I done went there quite some time ago, but my belly's starting to growl now, and I can't figure out what's going on because I ate a big meal about 1 o'clock. I'm already hungry again. I'm going to have to yell at LBO and find out what dinner plans are.
I'm on my own for tonight. Mama's working a double, so I'll have to make me something, scrounge around there and find something, or go to the grocery store, pick up something to fix.
I need to go look for some flooring now that I got the new subfloor down. But just the thoughts of spending that kind of money makes me cringe.
And that, you just hate to put down all that kind of money, and then you still have to do the work, right?
And then it's for something that you're just going to throw in the floor and walk on.
All up to sell it, or are you fixing it all up to stay there?
Come to that conclusion yet. I really like where I'm at, but things are not looking real good for my parents, and I'm having to be more involved in their everyday decisions. So I'm probably going to have to sell it, because I'm probably going to move them down here and move them in with me. I really haven't come up with a definitive decision on anything yet. Stuff I want to do but don't really want to do.
Because we got to make tough decisions. And if they raised you up, so you just can't hardly turn your back on them, and you got to help them where you can, right? KN4 TFW.
KN4, you busy?
Patrick Gibb. You out there motoring around?
Good evening.
I'm just coming down South Buncombe here, crossing over Brushy Creek Road. I got the bus
back to 85. Just got done with one job out here at Mitsubishi. How you two gentlemen doing this afternoon?
Good. Matter of fact, I'm heading to right where you are right now, or right where you were leaving. So, I'm going down to do some work for a buddy.
Well, just got off of work, headed up 85, getting ready to head to Greer. So you going to Mitsubishi, or are you going out that way? There by the Ingles off of 290.
It's right near the Mitsubishi plant. Matter of fact, I can see the roof of the plant from his house. So. And the remodeling of my house.
I got a chainsaw. We can make it bigger.
The last 2 weeks, I've been burning the biggest part of it. All that subflooring I ripped up, I just cut it up and threw it in the chimney and burned it.
Sound to be burning in the chimney, definitely. I don't know, man. They're talking about it's supposed to start getting colder during the week. Woke up this morning, it was 27 at the highest, and my wife called me back and said it dropped down to 19, and I was like, man, it's too cold out there for that. But luckily, I've been in the truck most of the day, running different places, fixing this, and jumped back in, go somewhere else. We've done 6 jobs today.
25 when I rolled out this morning, left the house, and I didn't even grab my coat, and I'm got in the car, went, daggone, I should have warmed the car up. It's chilly out here. But KZ4M Mobile.
Well, I didn't catch the other guy's name out there. What was his name?
Yeah, you got Ken over here, KN4TFW.
TFW? Well, nice to meet you there, Ken. I don't know if I've talked to you too much or not, but I'm sure I have somewhere down the road there.
At times you're burning up the road, headed back to the house or something after work, and now I'm headed to work or out to eat or something. But yeah, we've talked a couple of times.
Well, you keep in time going pretty good here.
Well, I'm taking that class that he's helping teach, that extra class, so I'll be picking his brain here a little bit and that, but I heard him throw out his call about the time I was getting in the truck from work, so I thought I'd give him a shout. It sounded like he wanted to talk.
I got to keep Tom going. No, I'm probably going to be seeing him before long if he's at the Red Cross building over there, because I'm going to be seeing him again probably on the 18th of February. I'm going to go back and take my general class on February the 18th.
I did ask you, Steve had said you were going to take it this past weekend, and I told him I didn't go. I wasn't feeling good Saturday, so I was wondering if you went and took it or not.
I chickened out. My wife's been busting tires like crazy on my car, and I've been having to deal with that going home, and there's a pothole right down the road from the house right there on Tall Pines and Nashville Road. Every time she makes that right-hand turn on Nashville, she catches that pothole. You know, she done busted 2 tires in 2 weeks. And I told her, I knew it was time for upgrade on tires, but I didn't know it was going to be that quick. I told her she's going to have to turn around and hit that pothole on the way back. She's going to start driving on the left side of the road. She done got all the right-hand tires, so they all been replaced, so she's going to have to work on the left-hand side. KM4 UBG.
A little bit of heavy traffic here trying to navigate. Getting off of 85 on the 385. Give me a minute.
I am driving between the antenna stores in Greer. So, getting ready to go up here and bang a left on Super, run it down to Brushy Creek.
Call next with Ron. How you doing today, Humphrey?
good determining and study. I know you don't have a whole lot of time for that stuff.
We'll make some time, man. I'm fixing to, matter of fact, when I get home tonight, I'm fixing to pop it back up on the TV and do it again. And hopefully I'll be ready by the 18th of February, which there's another one coming up this coming Saturday in Anderson. Depends on how comfortable I feel. I might go take it. I don't know yet. I've got a lot of it studied. I just got back up and gone over it again. Do nothing this weekend, man. Kind of a little sick. My head was killing me. And trying to deal with a few things at home, so I didn't really get to do a lot.
That last one, you know, just stir a little bit and you'll be fine. You'll get it probably next time. I'd just wait and study until I was proficient with the practice test and then go and take it and pass it and be done with it. That one you're talking about a little bit later probably be better. More time, you just get confident with it, and then you go in there and walk out with your general. And you'll be glad you did. I'll let y'all get back to it. I just wanted to say hello and give you a little grief and maybe a little negative motivation, KG4, if you will.
Man, you off to work, or you just out moping around?
Stay on the job, waiting on you ready.
You waiting on the boss, man.
It's a little piece in the house, but it shouldn't be too bad of a job. It's a two-part deal, so usually, you know, that means it won't be too bad either night. But if we did it only one night, it'd be, you know, probably 12 hours long or so.
Yeah, I meant to call that buddy up and talk to him, you know, sometime today, but I've been so busy, man. I've done been to 290, from 290 to Bangerville, out on Highway 11. Back in that area. I left there, ended up back over in Greer, left Greer, went to Greenville, left Greenville, went back to Greer. I've done six calls today.
I've been to his house and back and went to my ex-girlfriend's today and, well, my ex-fiance and fixed an outlet issue they had there. They had a refrigerator outlet wouldn't work and they put a new one in, it still wouldn't work. It's because the one feeding it had a bad connection. The outlet was melted inside. So replaced that and got them back running. Just barely got, well, I was supposed to meet him over his house, and I got done too late to do that, so I had to come straight on to the job. So I've been busy, you know, ever since I got up. This and that, just been go, go, go.
Roger, it's that time of the year, man. Cold weather makes everything act up. We've had a bunch of doors this morning acting up, and, we've got most of them fixed so far. There's a couple things we didn't get to do today because of Martin Luther King Day, but other than that, we've been pretty busy. Well, I'll let you get back to it, man. I'm going to ease on down the road here. I'm going past Fox, Carolina here on 85 southbound. But we'll let these other two guys get back together. But I'll give y'all a holler a little later on. I think you said KG4. Something. I can't remember what the last your call sign is.
Anyway, yeah, it'd be alright. I don't miss it, but I remember doing all that stuff you're doing back in the day. I remember all of it anyway. All that service work on them doors and all that, commercial. It was a job. It was a hard job, you know. A lot of work there. Don't, like I said, I don't miss it one bit. Not as you threw me out there doing that job, but take care. We'll catch you later. Good luck on your test when you can talk to you before then, but you'll get it if you just got to put a little work in and you'll get it. 7-3, KG4, QLR.
All right, okay. That's, I did that the first try, right? That's KG4, QLR. send me threes, and I'll holler at you a little bit later. I'm going to let Tom and Ken get back together. But we'll holler at you in a little bit. KN4UBG. I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
Can't pass that test. I know you can pass that test.
I just ain't got the study a lot, man. Every time I start, when I first started my test, I ended up pulling it up online to study it, but the website I went to, it was outdated. I didn't know it until after I started studying it, and it popped up on the top of the screen, said this website is out of date. Needs to be updated. These questions is no longer good, so I had to pull up another one and go with it. By the time I did that and backed up, you know, I was already 2 days behind, so I'd have probably passed it in Greenwood if I was a study, you know, if I'd have made it as far as I did with the test that wasn't no good, I'd have probably passed it if I was on the good test.
Count at that ARRL, and then you'll be able to take those practice tests. That's what I did. I took the class there in Greer, and then I just kept taking practice tests till I was comfortable with it. I missed three out of the whole thing. That ain't too bad, I guess.
Too bad. I mean, you're allowed to miss nine, I think. That's what the practice test thing told me. You're allowed to miss nine. Which I done good in Greenwood. I got 13 wrong, I got 16 wrong, got 14 right. So I done pretty good on that one because some of the stuff that I was studying must have been to the back of the test because I had never read it, you know, and I only studied about half the test when I went. So I kind of figured half of it would be common sense, but, evidently my common sense is worth working right, but that's why I'm going to wait till February the 18th. That way I feel good by taking it.
There's that YouTube site, W4EEY. I mean, those guys did an awesome job and told you a lot of little tricks to remember the information. And that, I mean, it really helped me out.
Well, I went his website, and I never could find it. One section of it is missing, and I never could find it. You got the presentation that he done, and you got the next one. Chapter 1 or whatever it is, and then you move on up, and there's one section that's not there. Like, the whole chapter is gone. It skips that and goes to the next one. And I was doing that first, and when it skipped it, I said, okay, well, I don't know if that's right or wrong. I meant to, get his number and call him up and talk to him, and see if Gary could have told me about it. Maybe there was another spot that I missed, but... I'm just going to do it the way I did it the first time. I studied 5 days and went and took the test that fifth day and passed the technician class. I don't know if I missed any on it or not because they didn't tell me if I missed any on that one.
Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Hello, Mary. How are you doing, Gary?
Yeah, and I couldn't help drop in there. All of the videos are there. My recommendation would be to go to YouTube, search on my call sign, find the channel, and then go in the playlist section, and then go in the playlist for a general class. But you're right. YouTube put them out of order for some reason. Chapter 2 they're all there. You may just have to find it manually. But there is one thing that they put out of order, and I don't know why, because we uploaded them in order. So, anyway, they're all there.
I figured they was. I just didn't have time to call you and talk to you about it or anything, I figured it was all there, but I know YouTube does that just from some of the videos I've searched up, like off-the-grid things where people, build the cabins and stuff. There's different sections that's in different places, and I don't know why. I mean, instead of it being on that one channel piece, they move them. I kind of thought that might have been what it was. I thought somebody else told me I might have to manually search it up, but I might pull it up and go over a few things, between show back up on the TV screen and start studying some more. KN4, UBG.
I don't have any control over the organization of the playlist, or I'd straighten it out, but they don't give me that control. All right, I'll back out of here. If we can do anything for you, you can email me at w4eey@arrl.net. If you've got any questions, be happy to help, and we want you to pass. 73, all the best from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. Hey, Ken.
He might have. I don't know how far he was going. I could hear him say where he was going. He could see the Mitsubishi plant from there, and so he must have been close when we were last talking to him.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't mean to hog up the channel there, but I'm going to step back here and take a breather real quick and let some more carry on, and I'm about to destinate at the shop here.
Kevin 73's KN4 TFW.
DJW, KN4 VWA.